Nothing More. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
I've got a list of some of the dumbest things people have said out loud in public.
All right.
You add to the list.
Sure.
Dumbest thing you've ever heard someone say in public, and you're like, what? That came out of your mouth? Like the person that said, no, I don't need to get vaccinated. My dad's a chiropractor.
Whoa, mind blown.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm vegan, but I still eat chicken and turkey.
There you go. That's
you're not vegan. What animal is ham made out of? Someone's actually said, this is right up there with the Jessica Simpson chicken out of the sea, thing.
Yeah.
She goes, oh.
Buffalo wings.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Phones don't run electricity. They run batteries.
Okay.
It's still electricity. Someone asked a farmer, quote, how long does it take the meat on a cow to grow back so you can cut it some more?
What?
That's the reason.
That person doesn't understand the basic concept of life and death.
A lot of people don't understand this stuff. I mean, it's just so funny. We're so far removed from the actual process of how things have happened.
Yes.
That, you know, you might get to a point where people just don't know how things work.
Right.
I really think that's where we're getting.
I feel like a lot of this stuff happens in school. A lot of these moments happen in school. And that's when I heard somebody out loud ask a teacher if the Grand Canyon was a dinosaur's footprint. Because that's what they thought.
No. When did you hear that?
In school, we were talking about the Grand Canyon and, you know, how it was formed. And one person asked and kind of tried to assert that it may have been a dinosaur's footprint.
Oh, my God.
Man, if that's a dinosaur's footprint, you know how big that dinosaur
is? Yes.
You know, they say big,
it's a planet
size.
They say
big feet, big dinosaur.
Yeah. Dumbest thing you ever heard somebody say, Tom?
In my first year of college, in radio college, we were talking about how you need to paint mental pictures on the radio, right?
Sure, be descriptive.
And someone got so into it, they said, that's really good. So do you think there'll ever be a time when there'll be radio with pictures? And we all look at that guy at the same time and said, yeah, that's called television.
Wow.
Yeah, essentially that's what TV is. You know, I see what they were trying to say.
Well, I know there's conspiracies on this, but it just boggles my mind.
Okay.
When I was a little kid, my dad got me a telescope and everything. He thought I was going to be a scientist. So sorry, Dad. But he said, you know, when we were very excited about the man on the moon, and we have footage of the man on the moon, and people talked about being on the moon, and they go, that's just a Hollywood thing.
Right.
That's not true. That's stupid.
It is.
That's made a comeback.
I know, and it's just dumb.
The flat earthers.
There's some people,
the flat earthers, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And I saw a story on them, and that's just a whole group of people that can, you know.
It's amazing to watch people cling to these, like try to argue these ideas, though. It is entertaining. I actually think there should be a reality show where they have these people argue with each other.
Uh-huh.
I would love it.
Do you know what I think sometimes? I think they believe that, but they like the attention because they've got nothing else that's going on in their life.
Yeah.
Oh, you believe in that? So they have to pick on something. And they'll go, I'll go with that one. Mm-hmm. I think they just need attention.
I know people who both don't believe the earth is round and also they don't believe in the existence of dinosaurs. I don't know how we're still friends, but
how is that?
We kept together somehow.
How's that?
I don't know. Sometimes when they go into it, I just like, hey, listen, I'm not on in this. How about those folks that say, earth must be flat because if it was round, it would bounce.
Yeah.
Not true.
But you know, even when you're walking around, like going grocery shopping or something like that, there's some odd things that are said. And you think about it at the moment, you shake your head and you move on. But if you can think of something like that, let us know.
Everybody in their home has like a certain specific set of directions to get things to work. There's always that one little thing that doesn't work perfectly proper.
Yeah.
You have to like kind of give people the rundown on how to get this gadget to work. Does anyone have anything like this? Like for me, it's definitely that one toilet. When you flush it, you have to hold it for another half a second so that it knows that it's filling up, and then you're all good.
Yeah. Mine is just this garbage thing that I have. It's a container, and to get into it, you have to kind of lift it and then pull it towards you. And every time I think about it, I do it naturally, but people go, I can't get the garbage thing open in the kitchen, and I go, well, You have to lift it and then pull it out and think, I got to get that thing fixed. But you forget about getting it fixed.
You'll never fix it because you've gotten used to it.
You've got used to it. Yeah, it's just a silly thing. But you're right. Not until people come in to visit you do you find out that, oh, that's a glitch. I got to get it fixed. And then they leave and you forget about it.
Ours is our TV. Our TV makes people think that we have a haunted living room.
Okay.
Because the TV turns back on by itself after you've turned it off.
Wait, what?
You turn it off, you leave the room, and then you come back in and it's got this like eerie blue light.
Sure.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
Not in your house.
Not in my house.
Losing your minds.
So I know internally that this is just because if we don't turn, so we have an Apple TV, but we also have a smart TV.
Right.
So if we're watching something using the Apple TV, we have to make sure that we turn the Apple TV off with the Apple remote and then turn the TV off with the TV remote. The Apple TV will turn itself back on and go, hey, I'm still here.
Yes.
And it turns the TV back on.
So you got to do it in sequence.
So you have to do it in sequence.
You know, I never thought about the TV thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And so some people, when they come over, will be watching a movie, like my in-laws were staying with us recently.
Yeah.
And so we're done watching a movie together. They turn the TV off. We all go our separate ways, and the TV stays off for a minute, but then it comes back on.
The creepy TV.
And so my father-in-law goes to get a drink of water, and he's like, oh, the TV's back on. What's happening here?
So we have that. So toilets, TVs.
Yeah.
You know, what else?
It's the same bathroom in my place, too.
Yeah.
Where if you try to close the door, it will not shut properly. You got to give it a little push, like a little pressure for the latch to go click.
Now,
and then the door closes.
You know what's really funny, though, and you'll get to know this as you live here a little bit longer, Jamar. Cottage country is really important to so many people. And if you get invited to someone's cottage, it's awesome.
Really?
Love that little break to get out in nature. But they'll go, something will be with the toilet, something will be with the refrigerator, something will be with the barbecue, something will be at the dock. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit. But it just gives that place character.
That's what it is.
You know?
That's what we're going to call it, Marilyn. Winky, winky. I like that.
Yeah.
We have Catherine on the line, whose house has the same type of character, you call it haunted or possessed.
Yeah.
As Caitlin's. Catherine, is that the case?
Oh, she's gone.
She says
her TV does the same thing. She's wondering, it might be the same brand, and it freaks her out all the time.
Yes. And
she has an LG.
I have something else, and I forget what it is.
It's called a ghost, and it lives in your TV. That's
like my girlfriends, though, who think that they're convinced they're haunted. They're like, I think I have a ghost in my house, because my refrigerator door always opens on its own. And then I go to their house and I realize, you have 40 pounds of condiments on this door.
That poor hinge.
This is not a ghost. You need to throw away some of these jams.
But this is why we helped, especially Jamar, with Tom and his situation.
Yeah.
It's that when another pair of eyes comes in, you get used to the glitch.
Yes.
And then you realize, oh, I'm not using that appliance or the fan over the stove properly, Tom.
Yeah, it was the fan over the stove. It wasn't working. And what was... No, the fan over the stove was working, but we didn't have it on when the air was coming from outside during the dead of winter.
Flowing into the house.
Freezing our house. So we would try to jam it. And you guys said, why don't you just turn on the fan? The air will go the other way.
It'll blow the air.
Honest to God, it fixed the situation in 15 minutes. We no longer had water on our windows. Like, it was just horrible. And now that fan runs very quietly and on low settings.
See?
And the house is fine.
But you do know that's like a... You kind of
that's
like,
basic. Yeah.
No. Not only is it basic, but that's not the fix. That's just like a little...
Yes, that's true. We still have to fix it.
You got to fix it.
I just want to say this. When my father could fix anything at any time and figure out, there's some people in this world that know they see a problem, they can fix it, it's done.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom is not one of them.
Oh, no. No.
And there's some people that know how to book cars, flights, get the best deal.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them. Yeah. Some people have, you know, they've got their lane and they're really good at it.
Yeah. Listen,
and that's why they make money.
I can fix everything from a car wheel to a sprained ankle with Windex and duct tape.
Good for you.
Watch me.
All right.
I'm telling you, man. Just call me.
Hey, we have a listener email from Jane and John Howard who have a question about destination weddings. But I actually think for us to answer, it's better to go to an expert. And he's one of my favorite people. It's our expert, Charles the Butler, who knows everything about etiquette. How are you, Charles?
I'm great. And how are the two of you?
Good.
Fantastic.
Okay, so it's about a wedding. It's about a destination wedding. What do you think the question is, Charles?
You know, so Marilyn, you and I, the number one question I get about destination weddings is, do I need to bring a present?
Exactly. She.
It's a very good question.
This is Jane and John, and they said, "What's the protocol for giving a gift at a destination wedding? Since you're guests already, and you're paying your way to get there,
you spend so much money just to be there,
right?
Exactly." And so because you're spending so much money to actually travel there, that is the present. And so the etiquette is you don't actually need to bring a present to a destination wedding.
Wow.
But did you know that you don't actually need to bring a present to a wedding to begin with?
No.
You don't?
Yeah. What? So when you get invited to a wedding, there is, from an etiquette perspective, there is no rule that says you have to bring a present. You technically are inviting someone because you want them to participate in your celebration.
Ah. I'd like to rescind the last three presents I've got. Because, you know, once there's one invitation, then more happen.
Absolutely.
Right. And then,
especially if you give a good present, the word gets out. So definitely.
Right.
Get Jamar in there. He's a good present giver.
But there's a risk. You know, people do bring presents to weddings. And if you show up, you know, empty handed, and, you know, you get your two hands and just giving a hand out for a shake and not handing a gift, you might look
or an envelope with money in it.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you might look a little cheap if you don't bring something. No?
I think it's a good point, but I don't think that you should let that upset you because some people will have sent a gift ahead of time.
Yeah.
Some people are giving an envelope that has something inside it. Some people, you know, have a present that's wrapped that they bring with them. So just because you don't necessarily have something in your hand, you shouldn't feel bad because it doesn't mean that person doesn't have anything.
All right. And always what you say to us, whether it's a shower, baby shower, wedding gift, only spend what you can afford.
I think that's really important because people stress about how much to spend, and so, you know, it's only, you know, you should only spend what you can afford.
Thank you, Charles Butler. Thank you for answering Jane and John Howard's question.
My pleasure, and thanks to the both of you.
I have a question. What's the last gift you gave for a wedding, or what was the last wedding gift you gave somebody?
I can tell you right now.
What was yours?
A three-month delivery to Charlie Burger. Charlie Burger is a wine delivery service. And they get sometimes 2-3 bottles of wine, and they get a little pamphlet to say that you can take that wine to certain restaurants, and without any fee, you can uncork there.
Really?
And some great recipes, too. It's a really good service, Charlie Burger.
So they can medicate as they try to pay for the wedding that they just spent money on.
But you know what? I'm telling you, for three months, it was a great deal.
E-Talk Entertainment Update at 8:08. Thank you for joining us, Lainey.
Good morning.
What's on your mind this morning, Lainey?
Well, I think everybody heard about this on the weekend. A-Rod proposed to J-Lo. Mm-hmm. So she is finally engaged again.
Yeah. Number five.
Now calling number five.
Okay, so everybody's talking about the size of this ring. I mean, this diamond is enormous. People are estimating that it's 14 to 15 carats, and the price tag has ranged. I mean, nobody, like, there's no confirmation, but jewelers are being brought in to speculate about the cost. So we're seeing anywhere from 1.5 million. Some people are saying it's as far up as 4 million.
Damn.
Here's what I appreciate and why I think they're the perfect couple. Did you see that photo? So she, it's
one of the
just
beach?
Of their hands,
okay,
right?
The hands, yeah.
Yes.
Her manicure is perfect.
Sure.
And so he waited. He made sure that his fiancée would be able to pose with The Rock with a perfect set of nails. That is key.
That is
is key. He knows his lady.
Very. Does J-Lo ever, Lainey, does J-Lo ever not have a manicure, though? Really?
Listen, sometimes your manicure can be at the stage of grow out.
Okay.
Where, and women out there, you know what I mean, where it's not exactly photographable, but you're not ready to get a new one yet.
In my head, J-Lo just has like a nail tech in a closet.
No.
She walks by and she opens the door and the nail tech is ready to do
you
her nails.
You don't want to be going for like a nail appointment every other day either.
Okay.
You don't want to be doing that to your nail bed. Anyway, I'm just telling you.
She knew it was coming.
Exactly.
Lainey. She knew it was coming.
Telling you.
Yes.
It was prepared.
Yes.
But here's like a, and then of course he posted, A-Rod posted another photo of him saying, "I love you" through rose petals on the bed. But here's what's making headlines today about their engagement. Out of nowhere, Jose Canseco, who used to be a Blue Jay,
yeah.
Jose Canseco, and played for other teams.
Of course.
He comes out on Twitter and is basically like, hey, J-Lo, A-Rod's been cheating with you on you, and I know this because he's been contacting my ex-wife.
Whoa.
I did take a look at the picture of the ex-wife, and I saw her. She's adorable.
Okay. It's hard to sift through this sewer situation, I'm going to call it that, because Jose Canseco is not what we would call a reliable witness.
Right.
His credibility is not something that, like, you know, there's John Legend walks in the door of Chrissy Teigen and they say something and you're like, I believe you. Jose Canseco, I'm going to make you take 18 polygraph tests first.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, I hear you because he's a colorful figure. But, like, why step out and say something like that if you're not really, really, you know,
because
onto something?
Because he's a thirst trap. Like, okay. He's constantly on Twitter trying to fight people. First of all, he's constantly trying to fight people. Like, every other day, he's like, hey, so-and-so, do you want to fight? Let's go into the ring. He wants to fight A-Rod. So his ultimate, his, like, one of his tweets was like, hey, A-Rod, if you want to fight me, let's go. So he doesn't have much money anymore. He claims that his money has been taken in his two divorces. Remember, this is a man who's been arrested twice for domestic battery. Mm-hmm. So his relationship with women relations isn't exactly a positive example. So again, now, A-Rod also has history. So this now is a poo versus diarrhea situation. It's a classic, one of my classic poo versus diarrhea situations.
You are funny.
I would say that Jose Canseco is the diarrhea in this situation.
A-Rod is the poo.
And the A-Rod is the poo.
Okay,
so anyway, I'm pretty sure J-Lo and A-Rod are going to ignore him. That's
I think
what
they're
going to
push
do.
Through it.
Oh. Yeah.
Poo versus diarrhea, you have to push through it either way.
Yeah. Anyway, do we have time for one more story?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we need to cleanse the palate a little bit, so yeah, please do.
I don't know if this... Why don't we cleanse the palate with, like, the woman in media who took over last week? That's Gayle King.
Yeah.
So Gayle King, what an excellent interview with R. Kelly. I mean, he's trash, but she was, you know, she brought out all her years of experience. That was a wonderful interview.
Sure.
Now, I want to say something to you.
Yeah.
Last week on Wendy, who I love and adore.
Yep.
D.L. Hughley was on.
Yeah.
And he was talking about that intervention.
Correct.
And the yelling. He goes, that's nothing unusual in our culture for the guy to go off the rails
right.
and the woman to be like, And Wendy went, you know what? You're right. So how did you feel about that?
Well, I can't speak to the culture because, however, I will say, yes, Grace Under Pressure. And also, she was a stand-in proxy for all the women who never got to voice their concerns about R. Kelly, his victims who were too afraid, who didn't have the platform. So she was standing there representing these people, and I thought she did a great job.
No doubt about it.
That's
no
a story that's
it.
Been a long time been waiting
that's
to unfold.
Right.
You know what?
For years.
She did a great job, and I'm glad everybody's weighing in on it, but no doubt about it. This woman is a year away from her contract.
That's right.
With CBS, and?
And I hope that if there's anything positive that can come out of R. Kelly, it's that she is going to land a huge raise because of what she's showing she brings to CBS and CBS's Morning. So right now, supposedly, she makes $5 million a year, which isn't that much, like, compared to the other people in the landscape.
No kidding.
They're saying she's going to go for 15 to 20. I think she's worth every penny.
Yep.
And that she's going to angle also for a role on 60 Minutes in addition to her work on CBS This Morning.
Well done, Gayle King.
You go get it, Gayle.
I gotta tell you guys, I really, really enjoyed SNL this weekend. In my head, I'm on an Idris Elba trajectory in life.
Now,
I was just born. I'm an infant still. So
even you're starting to fall in love with him like everybody else. I did not know, but I found out recently he's a known DJ.
Yeah.
So he's so handsome and he's such a good actor and he was such a great host on SNL this weekend. What a great combination.
I love sitting there and trying to listen to him suppress his British accent during the bits.
Yes.
I'm like, I hear it there.
Just a little
mate. But you know,
but just him telling his story about being a bouncer in a comedy club
in
nearby 22 years ago was such a great rags to riches story.
Fantastic.
But I love Weekend Update, everybody.
Yeah.
Love that.
So on the Weekend Update, if you missed it, that's the skit they do with the news hits.
Sure.
Put comedy to it. Pete Davidson actually took the mic again, as he usually does, and he spoke on the age difference between him and Kate Beckinsale, who he's been dating now since Ariana Grande. I mean, it's all Pete Davidson all day now.
Yeah.
He's like center stage now with all his
Phoenix Rising.
He is the Phoenix Rising.
Yeah.
And his love life is now the story of every couple weeks.
Yeah.
So this is him talking about the fact that they have this huge age gap. Listen.
Apparently people have a crazy fascination with our age difference, but it doesn't really bother us. But then again, I'm new to this. So if you have questions about a relationship with a big age difference, just ask Leonardo DiCaprio, Jason Statham, Michael Douglas, Richard Gere, Jeff Goldblum, Scott Disick, Dane Cook, Derek Jeter, Bruce Willis, Harrison Ford, Tommy Lee, Alec Baldwin, Sean Penn, and whoever the president of France is, Mel Gibson, Billy Joel, Mick Jagger, Sylvester Stallone, Eddie Murphy, Kelsey Grammer, Larry King, Rod Stewart, and Donald Trump.
Pete Davidson, everyone.
Yeah. So he and Ariana Grande were pretty close in age, but Kate is like 45 and he's in his 20s. Am I right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, he's 25, she's 45.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. And whoever the president of France is, he married his teacher.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Salacious. When did they start dating? Yeah. I'd love to know that. But you know what? I guess Pete is essentially saying this story is no story.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying, but it's still
like
a story.
I like how he diffuses things, because he answered stuff about Ariana Grande last time, too, didn't he? Mm.
Yeah.
Well, he's the catch of the day.
He'll address it right away openly. Like, he's kind of just, he's cool with everything. He's like, yeah, sure, I'll talk about it. I'll go on Howard Stern and talk about my engagement. I'll address the breakup on SNL.
Sure. Yeah. That's all right. Okay. I like Pete.
Nip it in the butt, Pete.
Let's start off with a still-developing trending story this morning. You likely heard about that tragic Ethiopian Airlines crash that happened yesterday. 157 lives lost. Still big trending news today. 18 Canadians were on board, and it now sounds like one woman was from the GTA. Airlines everywhere are now looking into the specific Boeing jet involved in the crash, because it's a relatively new model, and it's the second time in less than 6 months that one of these models has crashed within half an hour of taking off. So they did discover the black box today, and hopefully we'll know more about that soon. I think the story is going to be something we continue to hear about all week long. Today marks the first day of March break, so expect lighter traffic on your commute this week, but a lot more parents also wondering how they are going to fill this school day. What are we going to do with our kids? How are we going to burn off all this energy?
I know. You know, I have to laugh, because one of my friends said on Friday, and they've got a PA day today.
Yes.
So, like, it's, why did they do that when they have the spring break? Anyway, what are they going to do, Kaylin?
Someone's house is going to be the play date house where all the kids are going to be at. My heart goes out to that family.
It's probably the kid with the best video game consoles.
Yes.
Winner, you got it.
Yeah, you want to stock up on things like, you know, the fries, like the oven-baked fries and berry punch. Just get a bunch of that
I'm
stuff.
I'm coming over to your house.
Yeah,
exactly. Sounds like fun.
So the usual places like the ROM, Science Center, the Zoo, Ontario Place will have March break programming in effect at Ontario Place. The Cinesphere is going to have afternoon IMAX screenings from the Harry Potter series. The AGO has a really cool family art-making experience all about food called Secret Ingredient. So there's lots to do in the city. You just basically Google March break Toronto, you're going to find a whole whack of things to do. Yeah. Now, for Bachelor fans, tonight is the finale for Colton the Virgin. I feel like his last name is the Virgin.
The Virgin.
I don't know what his last name is. His first name's Colton, his last name's the Virgin. He's going to pick the woman of his dreams, or at least the woman he's going to have to do this press junket with following the selection. So you're going to be hearing all about that likely tomorrow morning in trending.
Now, do they already know who might be the next person for the next round for the Bachelorette?
Yes, because they always sort of have this set up. The producers have their favorite, the favorite cast-off woman to then be the Bachelorette will probably be announced. And this is the night where you're going to see, you know, people going home crying in the limo. The sad piano gets fired up. It's all the usual things. I can't imagine having to do the soundtrack.
I really did the best thing I could ever do. I don't know what they didn't like about me.
He made a promise to me in a fantasy suite, and he went back on it. I mean, I don't know.
See, at least this is the guy who, like, you know that nothing really happened in the fantasy suite.
Isn't that crazy?
With him. So I actually like him the most as a result, because I've always found it a bit weird knowing that whoever you're watching might have just had three fantasy suite nights and then cast this person off.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. So, I mean, in this situation, you know, okay. I don't mind.
They had the hottest kiss in that fantasy suite.
Are you sure nothing happened?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so for Colton. And Captain Marvel, still big trending news today, because it was Marvel Studios' seventh best opening, the third highest March opening ever, with $153 million at the box office. Brie Larson is getting rave reviews for playing Captain Marvel. $300 million earned overseas. She actually surprised moviegoers in theaters. She shows up in this tracksuit, like her Captain Marvel costume. and she's saying, you know, I just wanted to see my face on the popcorn boxes. I just wanted to see my face on like the extra, extra large cups. And then everyone got the surprise of their lifetime when they went to go see her.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, it's kind of
good
cool.
for her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it. Fantastic. All right. Time for Captain Grande. Tickets for Ariana. Hi, chum. What's your name?
Good morning, guys. My name is Lenka.
Lenka. Okay, Lenka, you're caller 25. Congrats.
Hey, awesome. That's step awesome. One. Now, step
that's
two.
That's half the battle. Yeah.
Okay, half the battle. Well, it's three quarters of it anyway. Uh-huh. So can you identify this Ariana Grande song?
Picking it up. Yep.
What's the name of the song?
No Tears Left to Cry.
Wow!
Well, congratulations. You get tickets to see Ariana Grande at the Scotiabank Arena on April 3rd, and you've just qualified to see her live in Dublin, Ireland, courtesy of Air Transat and Tourism Ireland.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Another shot tomorrow. Keep it
even,
here.
Even later today, we've got more.
Ooh, very nice. So it's Ariana
we've
all day.
We've got a lot of chances later on today.
Please
don't
be
we?
Part of that. Dublin, Ireland.
Wow.
Can you imagine that trip? Okay, happiness is what we're talking about right now.
Happiness.
All right, let's see if we finally got it. Let's see if I have the keys to happiness.
All right.
According to a list. You know.
You got the list? I'm going to check it off. I'm going to tell you if you're right or not.
Top 10 things that are the absolute key to happiness. And I will tell you, money is not one of them.
Okay, are we starting from 10 going to 1?
10 to 1.
All right, here we go.
Number 10, exercise.
Yep.
Number 9, eating healthy.
Yep.
Number 8, continuing to learn and discover.
Yep.
7, delicious food.
Yes.
6, indulging in your favorite hobby.
I don't have one. I'm doing it right now.
You better hurry up, Marilyn.
This is my hobby.
Really?
Yeah.
Number 5, sleeping well.
Oh, yeah. Gold.
4th, key to happiness, being outdoors more.
Yeah.
Here are your top 3.
Okay.
Spending time with friends.
Yeah.
Having time to yourself.
Yes.
Kind of cancels out, but whatever.
No, it's good to have some time alone, though. Yeah.
Number 1, key to happiness.
I'm ready.
Spending quality time with your family.
Yep.
That's it.
Do we do it enough? No.
No. All
why, we, why do we begrudge getting together with our family sometimes? Just don't make it always a special occasion. Just let it be.
Yeah. My family don't want to see me. I don't want to see them.
No, but I mean, like, you know, some people go, okay, we're going to do brunch on March the 12th, and we're going to, and we go, why don't you just get together and just make it spontaneous? And that way it's not such a big to-do.
Or they think every time they have family members over, it has to be the full formal dinner setting, and they have to do all this work, clean the whole house. No, just make order in pizza. Don't worry about cleaning. Call it a day.
That's what I say to my sister. Just drive out from Harrisburg. Come on up. Don't make it a big deal.
Yep.
That's all it takes. I repeat, it is not a polar ice cap-sized ring from a guy that looks like A-Rod. That is not happiness.
That's right.
That is just what
although,
you can spend.
It's an extracurricular activity that would be nice to have.
Hey! Get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.